So if it is yajna that produces rains, and after Srila Prabhupada went to the west, then yajna was performed. So if Prabhupada had not gone, would there have been no rains? Or how is this to be understood in terms of the provision of rains where there is no yajna being performed? There is the Bhagavad Gita talks about both universal principles and specific expressions of those universal principles. We could say yajna at a very specific level as fire sacrifice, lighting fires. But at a generic level, it is the spirit of sacrifice. Sacrifice essentially means that which I could use for my pleasure, I use for some higher cause. That is sacrifice. So that mood of sacrifice is there everywhere in the world. And that then also the mood of some level of religious devotion. Christians also give in charity, Christians also do some religious rituals, and they're all done in the mood of sacrifice. And the whole idea is that Jesus gave himself in crucifixion, in sacrifice. That's the understanding of Christians about Jesus' crucifixion. The principle of sacrifice is universal. It is found through different expressions in different cultures. The principle is universal. And more importantly, you have to understand what the Gita is saying over there. The Gita's point is that there is interconnectedness in the cosmos. Now, the needs that we have of, say, water, from water comes food, from water comes grains, and then all our nourishment is not dependent on water. Getting water is not in our control alone. So, a few years ago, the Indian government tried to do cloud seeding to get artificial rains. And it was a very publicized phenomena, but it really didn't do much. And in America also, they've been trying it for many years. Now, there are many issues which come up with it, but the main problem is that even if we succeed in seeding clouds, first of all, the clouds have to be there. But there is no technology by which you can evaporate water and actually make clouds. So the existing clouds are there that we may be able to seed. But even after seeding, there is no control where the water will go. We can't ensure the cloud falls and only in a water tank the water goes. The water falls on a drain and it just drains away. What is the use? So the point is that there are factors beyond human which shape our human destiny. And we need to propitiate, we need to satisfy those factors. There are devatas and there is ultimately the Supreme Lord who is behind the devatas. And there is some way in which we satisfy the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada explained the concept of yajna simply as taxes. Taxes means that if I am staying in a particular city or a particular country, the government is providing me something, so I have to provide something in return to the government. Now, in some places there may be no taxes, but still we are expected to do something for the government in return. Some way, if I am taking something, I have to give something in return. So the specific way in which the exchange happens may vary. In the past, people had barter system. I give some good and you give some goods. Now we have currency system. And now for a person who is complete, maybe from a very, very tribal kind of background, they never heard of currency. They may say, you bring a whole pile of grains and in change of that, you just get some paper. We are being cheated over here. It just may make no sense to them. Or today, if somebody is living in a country where there's only currency and they've not heard of the concept of digital currency or cashless economy, they say, you go and take a whole suitcase of notes, you go to a bank, and the bank simply gives you one piece of card. What is the use? You're being cheated. So the specific forms of exchange can vary according to culture, according to economy, but the principle is that we give something and we get something. So same way, the principle of yajna is that nature is providing us something. Ultimately, God is providing us through nature, and in return, we have to do something to nature. So the specific way in which people may do it, that can vary. So we shouldn't have this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in one of his books that God is not the monopoly of any religion, nor is knowledge about God the monopoly of any particular religion. God, knowledge about God, they are the universal gifts that we have got from higher sources for all of humanity. So the same Krishna, same God who has revealed, given the Bhagavad Gita, he's also given the Bible, he's also given the Quran. So there are different religions, and they are basically means, different means by which people can rise from where they are to one step higher. Now, how much higher they will rise, what decision they will get, that those specifics vary. But the principle of give and take with the higher aspects of our universe, that is universal. And in that sense, there is definitely some amount of religiosity that is there in all religions all over the world, in all parts of the world. And based on that, the reciprocation and the provision of necessities happens. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.